Let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch Alerts podcast for a brand new week.
We've got an exciting podcast for you this week.
Mm-hmm. This is my friend of 20 years, by the way. He didn't let me get to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People are so, don't know who you are.
People are sick of hearing it, Michael.
Oh, no,
they honestly are. They really, really are.
I want to know how exactly long we've been friends for.
It's 19 years.
Is it 19?
I think it's something like that.
Well, you
keep an way eye. Too long.
You got to keep an eye on this stuff, Lindsay.
No, you don't. You really don't. It's been there for 19 years, Michael.
Fine. My oldest friend, Lindsay Price, in the studio with me. Bickering like an old married couple already.
Okay. We've got a great podcast. We're talking about fishing and we're talking about footy.
So,
and stay tuned.
And it's welcome to the Triple M cast. Fishing and footy, 24/7, Snitch and Lens. It's going to be a good one.
Let's kick it off. Michael, teaching's not working out.
Oh. It's a pity because you haven't even started it yet.
Well, I have kind of started. I'm doing like an internship prac. So, you know, I am there doing what a teacher does. I
haven't started the actual job though.
I haven't got paid, but still doing the work. So I feel like it's kind of like...
I feel you should maybe hang out till you get paid some money.
Well, in the long term, I can't see the benefits. In the long term, I can't see myself there. Okay, maybe a few years there, but then maybe a few years down the track, I'll hop out.
Okay.
Or maybe hop out right now. Either way. I'm going to hop out.
Well, do you have any other plans of what you're going to do? I mean, you've spent 4 years studying for this.
I have been doing something on the side and I've done a lot of negotiations.
It's not the podcast, is it?
Debating.
Don't get your hopes up.
No, I'm not getting my hopes on the podcast. We know that's not going anywhere fast. But I'm thinking, you know, maybe like a hostage negotiator. Maybe, you know.
Where did you get this idea from?
Well,
because dangerously... misinformed about probably what you need to do for it, for one thing.
I saw Batman on the weekend and I saw him trying to negotiate things and I said, you know what, I could do a better job than that.
I don't think he was a negotiator. Wasn't that the head guy? What's his face?
Batman?
No. Oh, sorry, do you want to be Batman, dude?
I don't want to be Batman.
Oh, I see how it is.
Batman
now.
Takes, you know, is a vigilante. He takes justice into his own hands.
Okay.
I try and, you know, please everyone. Try and calm everyone down. Like, come on, guys. Let's just chill
Lindsay,
out.
Lindsay?
Yeah?
First mistake right there.
What?
Can't please everyone. Can't please them all.
Okay? You can't please them all.
All right.
But you can try. You can try.
You can try.
Because obviously it's a very hostile situation, like either robbing a bank or an aeroplane or something like that.
Perfect.
Well, robbing a train.
Let's do it now. Let's do a little bit of role play.
Let's
okay?
do some role play. That's a good idea. Let's see if we can get
let's
into
see
the
if you've got the skills and then you can send this audio piece in as your resume.
Yeah, sounds great.
This is how I dealt with it.
This
okay,
how,
here we go.
This
all
is
right.
how I deal with it.
I'm on the phone. I'm holding 15 hostages.
Okay.
In a bank.
Not
that
a
I've
good
robbed.
Place. Not okay. a good place. Yep.
Not good. No.
No.
Oh, very, very succinct there, Lindsay.
Very,
not a good place to have hostages.
Not a good place. It's not a good scenario.
Okay, fine. We're on the phone. You ready?
Okay, here we go.
I've got 15 hostages. I've got a gun. And I'm going to kill everyone.
Okay.
And
mate.
If you don't give me my demands.
Okay, what's your name, mate? What's your name?
I don't want to tell you my name.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Well, let's just chill out.
I've got 15 hostages here. I
whoa,
can't
whoa,
chill
whoa,
out.
Whoa. I've got some Bob Marley
pretty
here.
Stressed.
I've got some Bob Marley. Everyone loves Bob Marley.
I hate Bob Marley.
What do you love?
I love Barry Manilow.
Well, let's just put some Barry on.
You actually have Barry Manilow there?
Here we go. Here we go. Play some now.
Well, that does make me feel a little more relaxed.
Did you feel a bit more relaxed? A little bit more chill?
But I still feel like I might shoot some people.
No. That's what would Barry do? What would Barry do? Think what Barry would do. Would Barry shoot some people?
Barry would probably make love.
Exactly. And that's what we're all about here.
Are you hitting on me?
No, I'm not hitting. I'm not hitting on you. I'm just soothing you.
Feels like you're hitting on me.
No.
I'm a homophobe. Goodbye.
Congratulations.
Well.
15 people dead.
Yeah, not a good situation there, but that...
That's it. First rule is don't hit on the guy, okay?
No, I didn't hit on him. I feel like you played devil's advocate there and just, like, manipulated my skills. I feel like that's what? Not a you very think, real scenario.
You think I'm bad?
Wait till you
with a guy that's holding 15 hostages. I can guarantee you he won't be as good as I am. And he'll definitely think you're hitting on him.
Probably. Let's have another scenario.
Oh, fine.
Hit me with another scenario.
I'm now on an aeroplane.
Okay.
And I'm holding another 15 people. 15's my number that I like to keep
it's
hostage.
It's a very small aeroplane, yeah.
There was literally like 200 people on there, but I was like, you know, get rid of all of them. I only take 15.
Too many people
that's
to deal
what I
with.
Do.
Just need 15, yeah.
They call me the 15 hostage taker.
Okay.
My name.
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
Well, you seem to escape a lot.
Okay, now...
take
now,
a lot of hostages. So we're not very good at our jobs if we...
I've gone directly from the bank to the plane with the 15 hostages.
Okay.
So that makes more sense now, right?
So the newspapers hold the presses.
Hold
you know,
the presses.
He's
this
not called
guy,
that yet.
He's gotten to his barina and he's taken 15 people under his roof racks down to the plane. I don't know how I got on a plane. How did I get onto a plane with 15 hostages?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. This ludicrous scenario.
Yep.
Okay, you're in a megaphone, all right?
Yeah.
And I'm yelling out the door of the plane.
Okay.
I've got 15 hostages. The same 15. Yeah, I know, it's weird.
We know that.
Don't know how I got here.
We followed you here. It's okay. We know the situation. You don't have to explain
it
again.
You guys are very bad at your job.
We know. We let you escape. We didn't want to, like...
All right. How do you talk me down?
Okay.
I wouldn't say this in real life, but how would you talk me down?
Okay. Just chill out, mate. Just chill out. We're friends here. We're mates. We're not mates.
I've just met you.
We can be mates. And I know we just met.
Well, what are you into?
And I know this is a bit crazy.
What are you into?
But I just met you.
Are you quoting your Carly Rae Jepsen? Oh, dead!
No.
Everyone dead!
Okay, it's City to Surf time in the city.
It's City to Surf today.
It's lots of people out there running, getting fit.
Yep.
Tearing it up, burning some calories.
We'd like to think that we are also burning calories.
Yeah.
In spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, encouraging the runners to keep going.
Spirits are looking really thin and svelte at the moment.
That's right.
In comparison to our bodies.
Well, your body.
Not as well. You know, we're in this together.
No, okay? Well.
We're both could lose a couple of pounds. Me more than a couple. Maybe literally a couple.
Yeah.
Like maybe a couple of pounds.
Not like maybe two.
Yeah.
But you are.
Majority of it is from your head.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ask my girlfriend. Yeah. But Michael, you are definitely not keeping it together.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I've been saying that I was going to go swimming for a while there.
Yeah.
It's yet to happen.
Saying something and doing
but
something.
You know what the great thing is though?
Yep.
You know, if you live in Sydney, the local pool down here, it's $2 for a swim. $2 for a swim.
And you can't.
And that is showing how good I am at avoiding doing that. Because it's literally the cheapest swim I'm ever going to have.
Yeah.
It's so cheap.
Oh, you have that $2. You're ready to go swimming.
Yeah.
And then you're walking past Macca's. You see the deals. Mm. The $2.
Dude, have you seen the deals though?
Chicken and cheese for
$2. Chicken and cheese. Chicken and cheese.
And you're like, it's a difficult decision.
Yeah. I mean, I could go sit in some water for a bit. Probably not going to get that much more fit from that, but man, how good is my morale going to be if I have a chicken and cheese in my gob?
It's going to be good.
Delicious.
If you were running that Heartbreak Hill, your heart would literally stop.
It would literally explode at a Heartbreak Hill. I'd break my heart. Yep.
So you better hop in that pool.
I will.
Burn those calories.
I was going to go. I was going to go today.
Yeah.
But you were late, so can't now.
Yeah, I was late to the show, so. Yeah,
so. Your fault.
My fault.
That's why I'm fat.
That's why.
Sorry, yeah. Dude.
Blame it on me. I'm happy to take it.
You are?
Yeah, I'm totally.
Good. Oh, man, that's much easier for me.
We're talking about fishing.
Yeah. Well, there's a magazine in here called Fishing Mag.
It's called Fishing.
Called
Fishing Monthly.
Fishing Monthly. If you're not fishing monthly, you're not fishing.
You're not fishing enough.
If you're not, you should be out there fishing weekly.
fishing
daily. Fishing hourly.
Fishing every day.
With the old Fishing Weekly or monthly, whatever.
And you never really fished. I fished a lot when I was a kid.
I never fished. I've fished maybe once in my life, and I've only ever caught a fish once.
Really?
I caught it. It was a real, real good looker. Good looker of a fish.
You didn't get it on. You didn't get in the net. You kind of just spat it out and ran away.
No.
Swam away.
No, I didn't even do that. Got wrapped around the pole of the jetty.
Oh,
yeah.
And before you know it, it was burly.
Yeah. It was burly.
You don't know the fishing terms, Michael.
I feel so in the dark about fishing.
Now, I have trophies from fishing.
Do you actually have
trophies? I have like several. I have several trophies from fishing.
This is like one thing we've literally never spoken about.
See, like, I never was like the other kids that go on playing soccer in the morning.
I just want to get out in the dinghy.
I was out there.
Catch myself a catfish.
Oh, I didn't have a little life jacket.
You didn't wear a life jacket?
I was fishing.
If you were a little kid, I feel like it was more your parents' fault for not making you wear one.
Well, Dad had to drink, so I had to drive. Michael.
Like, can't drive the boat.
You don't know the culture of fishing.
Well, your son drinks and he doesn't wear a bloody life vest.
And don't even get me started about sunscreen. No sunscreen on the boat.
No sunscreen. Whenever you get bored, you just stare at the sun.
Yep, that's what you do. We've got to pass the time, son. Let's see who can stare at the sun the longest.
But your dad's actually quite an avid fisher, isn't he?
Yeah, he loves fishing.
You have a boat, is
we have
that right?
A boat, yeah. He takes it down the trailer. Yeah, we go fishing. Well, I don't go fishing anymore. But as a kid, you used to go fishing all the time.
Wow. What, did you caught anything really good?
Oh, like pufferfish, flatties.
Pufferfish?
Jewelfish.
Pufferfish is a piece of shit.
Jewies. Michael, you got to get into the jewies.
What the hell's a jewie?
It's a jewel fish.
Jewel fish?
That's what, but everyone calls it Jewy. So you got to get down with the lingo, mate.
Oh, you
know the lingo. And a flatty?
Catch myself a flatty. I don't know what that is.
Flathead.
It's flathead.
No, yeah. There we go. There we go.
Snitch knows a little bit about fish.
Oh, yeah. And the brim? You know what the brim does, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, it swims.
It jumps.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that.
It's got
flies.
It's got the spiky head. So you can watch out for that. Get your Michael.
Keep your bloody gloves on when you're holding on to a brimmer.
Yeah. Here we go. I've seen crazy things fishing. Like this is crazy. I saw one time, there used to be a thing called the Hawkesbury Classic.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that, actually.
And we used to go fishing on your boat and you used to sleep on your boat and you used to get off your boat and you used to have jelly legs.
Do everything on your boat.
No, you do everything on the boat.
Sleep on it, fish on it.
Piss shit off it.
Piss off it. Don't shit on it.
There was this one bloke trying to piss off his boat. He fell into the water. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. But one time, I saw my dad, I caught a stingray one time, and dad got the stingray on the back of the boat. We had to try and get the hook out, and it was slapping its tail at him, and he's poking it with a knife. It was crazy. It's crazy stuff, this
Bloody
one.
Stingrays, man.
Stingrays, they'll kill you.
Can't hold them down.
Oh, man, that's nuts. And like a catfish, I can't talk about catfish, but...
What do you mean?
Bad.
Bad memories.
Can't go back
to
the catfish. Block that one out.
Bloody
catfish. We don't want to talk about the catfish.
Were you raped by a catfish? No, you sleep on the boat, but I didn't expect you to be sleeping in there.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah. Lin's man, I've got a couple of things happening at home at the moment.
Okay, what have you got going on?
Oh, man, it's lots of stuff going down. It's a real travesty. Sorry, I just got to stop us there for a sec. We've got a call on the line.
What, we got a call?
We don't usually get calls on the show.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah, let's just see who it is, I suppose. I don't know what else to do. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Snitch, on the phone there?
Yes, is this?
It's your landlord. It's Mickey.
Mickey, how are you, Mickey?
How you doing? I'm good myself. I'm out walking on the street selling pictures and naked pictures of French Stewart's.
Wow.
Oh, good to hear, Mickey. Look, man, I don't know quite how you got this number.
I got a guy. It's all right. You don't need to ask questions to me. I answer questions.
Now, do you guys need a moment? Because this is meant to be the podcast, but...
Who's that? Whose voice is that in the background here?
It's Lindsay, you know, from Snitch and Lins. How are we?
Lindsay.
Yeah.
That's a nice name, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I get that a lot, actually.
You know what my name is?
No, what's your name?
My name is Mickey.
Mickey.
Some people call me Mick.
Yep.
Some people call me Key, but you can call me anytime you like.
Oh, there we are.
Thanks, Mickey.
Mickey's quite good with the jokes like that.
Oh, yeah.
This is a serious call, Snitch, because I need the rent. I need it now.
I thought that might be why you're calling.
Where's the rent, Snitch?
Well, I did actually pay the rent last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need an advance on the rent because I got a great idea.
You're meant to pay it every week, Snitch.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but it's not even up this week yet. And Mickey, you're already calling me at work to ask about it. What's this idea?
On air, mind you.
What I'm going to do, right, is I'm going to... You know how I don't believe in doors in the complex?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't have a door in my apartment.
I have an open door policy. No doors in the building, Lindsay. Yeah. So you can come in anytime you like. That's fine.
Well, there you go. That's an open offer for Lindsay there.
Okay, let's
Anyway... I have an idea. I'm going to make a hot tub in the hallway. Some girl going to fill the hallway with warm water. Ooh. So when you leave in the morning, you can swim out the building.
Well, that just warms you up straight for the morning.
There you go. I'm not sure how the strata managers are going to take that, Mickey.
It's fine. I talked to my sister, Marie, and she said something about it. I don't know, but it's all right. Don't worry.
Okay, you seem to have things under control.
Nice.
I don't know about the rent for this week, though. I haven't been paid yet.
But hey, what are you wearing, Lindsay?
I didn't realize we were talking about rent here. Okay, what am I wearing? I'm wearing a nice checkered red shirt with some nice black jeans and some nice pointy brown shoes.
You like black jeans, Lindsay?
I love black jeans.
I'll get you some black jeans. You don't have to go one anymore.
Oh, thanks, Mickey.
I got you looked after, but you snitch.
And Mickey, you're never this nice to me.
You don't look like Lindsay Lohan.
Hey.
Well, that's true.
Looks like your rent is paying for my jeans.
Sounds like it is. Mickey, are you going to buy the jeans with my rent?
What are you writing a book? You got to ask these questions to me. You don't need to know about that.
He's your landlord.
Between
Stitch.
Me and Marie.
Okay, well, I hope you and Marie are doing well. I'll see you tonight when I come home.
Yeah, you know, because I'll be in your room because you ain't got no door on there.
Yeah, well, that is one of the problems I've been meaning to talk to you about.
He might be waiting in your bed for you.
Yeah, well, you never know.
You know that I like to keep it warm for my tenants.
That's true.
So I'll warm it up free of charge.
Mickey, though, there is a little thing. Lindsay's also coming back to my apartment. We're going to do some writing there. Is that going to be all right?
Is that cool, Mickey?
That's absolutely fine. I'll have to warm the whole place up. I'll do a jog. I'll jog around the room.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Thanks, Mickey. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Please don't call again.
I will see you very soon. More soon than you think.
Okay.
That what you think it is.
Well, you're an incredibly creepy man, Mickey. We'll leave it at that.
I'll see you this afternoon.
I got a back saw I need you to look at later.
No, we don't need to hear that, Mickey. Please, no more.
Goodbye, snitch.
Michael, it's a slow news day today.
Oh, you don't have to tell me, Lindsay, and you do not have to tell me.
Sometimes we like to do a bit of research for the show. Sometimes we just rock up and just say whatever.
Not much going on.
But not much is going on. I tried to search the news for something to say.
Okay.
I found something that I feel is really showing that it's a slow news
day. Okay.
Slow news day.
It's not a squirrel.
Squirrel took some...
A nut.
A nut.
Squirrel took a nut.
No, Michael, this...
Still on the loose.
I use an app to find some new segments.
Okay.
This is the picks. This is like the top one, the third top.
Right.
Okay, this is it. Some pictures, and it's the pictures from the Dutch flower fields seen from above.
Ugh.
That is breaking news today.
Today.
That is what...
Flower fields.
Flower fields from above.
Sorry. I thought this was normal news, not ABC News Day.
No, Michael.
Not the gardening show, okay?
Michael, gardening news is the biggest news around.
Yeah, we want interesting stuff.
Well, I'm sorry, Michael. It's a slow news day.
Does that mean we have to talk about that now?
I think we do.
Flower fields?
Flower fields. Well, who's got the idea and gone, guys, this is the breaking.
You've got the best idea.
Hold the presses. Hold them.
Hold them for 5 minutes.
We've got some pictures of the Dutch flower fields.
Like, oh, my God.
From an aerial shot.
Get that shooting story off the front page because this needs to be up there.
This needs to be above and beyond. The Dutch flowers. Stand back Olympics.
Dutch flowers. They're overcoming adversity and blooming into oblivion. Oh, and I've got pictures of that.
Pictures.
And not just writing saying that.
No.
Pictures, 1,000. You know what they say? Pictures, 1,000 words. I've got 3,000 words of this.
Someone's come up with this and just gone, yeah, this is the best. This is the best news story that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what makes it a slow news day today.
Oh, well. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. So that's why I'm here. It's going to be a show and tell from Lindsay Price.
Well,
what's happening in the news?
I'm sure the listeners appreciate our take on current affairs.
Dun, 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 dun. Even though that's the Tui song.
Rather be doing that, honestly.
You don't stop. Snitches, $2 shop shit. $2 shop shit. You
don't stop. So this is a little new segment that I've got.
Yeah.
It's called Snitches, $2 shop shit.
I'm excited to know what's it about.
Okay, well, it's pretty self-explanatory. I went to a $2 shop. I've picked something up. It's right here.
Yep.
And there we are.
Hey, check that out. What is it?
It's a waist trimmer.
Nice.
Yeah, $2 from Oxford Variety.
Well, I don't think that's going to help you, Michael.
Well.
Good thought, good motivation, good product.
I like how you diss on it already when you haven't seen me wear it.
Oh,
it's a waist trimmer. And people don't know what it is. There's a picture on the Facebook.
Yep.
It is basically a
belt
piece of elastic.
Ooh.
That goes around your waist. It keeps you svelte, keeps you trim. Okay?
It's not.
Just gives you a little bit of a tuck. Not that you need it. Not that you need a tuck.
No.
But it does give you just a little bit of help in the waistline.
I don't think it does.
And I'm...
Not you.
We actually have our photo shoot today. So I'm going to wear this.
You're getting a lot more than just a tuck.
Well, look, it comes with a couple of other little wristy bandy things as well.
Oh, really? So what else? To hold the fat in
To hold the fat of my wrists in, apparently. I do not know what these things are for, actually, to be honest.
Are they like electrodes to, like, you know, make you burn your glass?
No, no, this is $2, Lindsay. There's no electricity going through this. It's literally a piece of elastic to wrap around your stomach.
Wow.
So I want to give this a 4 out of 5 with Snitch's $2 shop shit.
Well done. Well done. Great, great segment, Snitch.
Kept me svelte. What can I say?
Man.
4 out of 5.
Comedy gold.
Did
comedy gold.
Did what the label said. You can't go wrong there. You can't fault that.
Can't fault it. Mm. 4 out of 5. You've heard it straight here from Snitch and Lins, especially Snitch.
Yeah, it's my segment. Don't try and outro my segment.
I'll come up with my own segment. Gonna vacuum it over here.
This is Lindsay's segment is... So I've moved to a new place.
That's right.
In what can be called is possibly maybe a little bit of a sketchy part of town at some points.
Whereabouts is it?
Well, I don't. Well, that's why I was saying that. I don't want to say where it is.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have just said, I'm here. And then people go, oh, well, that's a slightly sketchy part of town.
I'm concerned for your safety, Michael.
Well, you shouldn't be. And this is what I want to bring up. Every time that I say to my mum, like I'll call my mum at night, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I work late.
Okay.
And every now and then give mumsy a buzz.
Aren't you a good boy?
They're like, oh, I'm a kid. I'm a good kid. And, you know, just, you know, chatting and stuff. And I'll be like, oh, I'm just about to walk home. Mum's like, well, be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful. All right. Give me a buzz when you get home. Give me a buzz.
Good mum.
I literally live 10 minutes from work. Okay. A 10-minute walk from
10
work.
10-minute walk, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, give me a buzz when you get home. I'm just a little bit concerned
just
about you, Michael.
A little bit.
It's just walking the streets at night. It's a little bit dangerous.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, anything could happen.
Especially in the suburb where you live.
Mm, yeah, which is, as I've mentioned before, a slightly sketchy suburb. But I feel like, does mum really need to say that to me? I mean, I'm a 25-year-old guy now.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I'm 25, okay.
Look at you.
I'm getting on, and I'm, you know, I'm a fully grown human being. I'm a man.
Yeah,
I'm a man,
you're
okay?
A
I'm a man, for people that don't know. And I feel that I really could, I feel like I could handle myself.
Yeah, you've seen.
I feel like I could handle myself on the street, okay?
You've seen Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man. He takes on a group of thugs. He has Spider-Man capabilities. You're just a fat, lazy man.
Just because Andrew Garfield happens to have the same dimensions that I do, okay, has nothing to do with it.
No, they're very different dimensions.
No, they're all exactly the same. I've had many people say that I actually look a little bit like him.
No, man, maybe like...
He's new star of Hollywood.
No.
And I'm the new star of radio.
There's a reason why you're on radio, Michael, and not film.
I mean, the main reason mum should be concerned is the amount of fans that just come streaming down the road when I walk back.
Yeah, all those
going,
stalkers.
Oh, I got a snitch from Snitcher Lens.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that, mum. I've got that covered, you know. I'm good with that.
I've got the Sharpies ready just to sign things.
Exactly. Girls getting their titties out just saying, sign my titties.
Yep, because you get
it's
that
exactly
air.
What they said. Quote, unquote, sign my titties. Happened last night. Can't deny it. You weren't there.
Urgent news, Michael.
Oh.
Straight off the presses.
Okay.
Something's missing in my life.
Love.
No, it's not that.
Just taking a step in the dark.
Close, though.
Close. Okay. Yeah.
Something that shows me love every day.
But it's gone now.
It's gone now. It's missing.
What is it?
Something that I had, I used it every day. Now I don't use it.
Deodorant?
Close. It is toiletry related.
I'm pretty stinky at the moment.
It does explain something, Michael.
Mm.
I've lost my
toilet paper?
I've lost my toothbrush.
Oh!
I don't know where it is.
Mm.
And it was a new one, so I feel like it hadn't done its run.
No,
so
I'm
just like, well, I got to find it.
Dude, I've seen your toothbrushes before. They do long runs.
Long runs.
When they're bristled out to the sides.
Yeah.
Where you literally have to brush sideways
when
to get the
five bristles left.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I'm like,
you
maybe.
You run them out.
Maybe it's time to get a new one.
Yeah. But you've got a new one and now you've lost it.
I've lost it. So it's only done like a few brushes. And it's starting to show. I'm starting to get that grime on my teeth. You know that feeling?
Dude, just buy. Well, we literally are above a supermarket.
I've
got to
find him.
You've put your mark on this toothbrush now, and you're afraid that he's out there being in someone else's mouth.
He could be.
Yeah.
He could be. And it's already starting to show with me. Like, I'm getting really bad breath. Like, we bumped into our friend Northy upstairs.
Yeah.
He
didn't even want to look at you.
He smelt the breath.
Vomited the second he the second he spoke.
Pretty much.
Some of the
his eyes
off.
Lit
hey,
up.
North,
he's like,
yeah, pretty much.
So it's starting to affect me
socially
and physically.
Honestly, I don't know why I haven't noticed it yet. I feel maybe it's because I've got accustomed to your funk.
Yeah, accustomed to the funk.
Accustomed to the funk, because every time I see you, it's usually after a big night. Yeah. You haven't had a shower. So I think I've honestly feel like I've just become accustomed to your stench. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
I think it is.
Is it a bad thing? Or is it a good thing?
Well, whatever. It's good and bad. Whatever pros and cons.
Whatever it is, you still have to find your toothbrush.
I still have to. So he's missing.
How are you going about this?
I don't know. That's why I'm sending out this message. I'm telling the people, have you seen an orange toothbrush?
Orange. That narrows it down.
Orange.
Is it just orange?
Just orange with like yellow and orange and white and blue bristles.
See, you're going to put some detail into it. Because that's narrowed it down.
It has zigzag kind of bristles.
Okay, rightio.
So
is it Oral-B?
I think it might be Oral-B.
Oh, man.
So
that's good quality
not,
too, huh?
It's not Colgate. So,
man, because that's going to set you back a lot if you have to buy a new one.
They're
right?
Like $5.
I know.
I'm like, I got to find him.
Toothbrushes these days are expensive.
So man. If you've seen the toothbrush, let me know. I'm looking for him.
Okay, cool. What's his name?
Zippy.
Zippy?
Zippy.
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 Why?
Because he zips around my mouth.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
In and around my mouth.
Are you the guy from the Reach commercials where you like open your mouth up backwards and just... Just go like, out with Zippy.
This is Linz. We can't show his face. He's using Zippy at the moment.
He can't show your face because he hasn't used a toothbrush in 5 days. Okay, Linz, man, it's that time of the podcast.
Oh, man, my back's been so stiff. I just...
You look like you're in knots.
I am in knots. I just need to relax. I've been holding out for this segment. I just...
Man, I've got no idea what we could do to fix that. Oh, wait, I do.
Meditation?
Yeah. You got me.
Thanks, man.
You know me.
I know. Right, I know you through meditation.
Let's do some meditation then.
Okay, let's go. Just like relax.
You know antipasto platters?
Yeah.
Why have they got such a big thing against pasto for?
I have no idea.
I swear I had an antipasto plate the other day.
Yeah.
And I had some pesto on it. It's not living up to its name.
It's a crime against humanity.
Wouldn't go that far.
Michael, you know the visitor centres? And like...
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Does anyone ever go to those?
Yeah, tourists.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ellensman.
Yeah.
You wanna go fishing?
Oh, yeah, we should go fishing.
Yeah. Hey, have you got, one of those...
Rods? Real?
The long thing.
That's a rod.
No, it's,
A net?
No, it's like...
Line?
No, they're... It's got like a...
Boat?
Sometimes they're black and... They're silver. They go like that.
Yeah, it's a rod and reel.
No, it's like... It's a... Oh, aerial. It's a... Yeah.
Aerial?
Mm.
What are you using aerial for?
Oh, my aerial broke at home.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw a pack of gum on the footwalk the other day.
Mm. Otherwise known as a footpath.
A footpath. It was a... Just been opened, just been dropped. There's gum everywhere. Oh. Looks still fresh.
You didn't.
Shouldn't I?
No, yes, you should not have.
Extra sandy.
Oh. Yeah. Do you think I could be from Barcelona?
Maybe.
Oh, good. Because I'm thinking about pulling off some identity for it later. Just so you know.
Not me, is it?
Are you from Barcelona?
No.
Well, then it's not you. Einstein.
Michael?
Yes, I do.
When humans colonise the moon,
mm-hmm.
and they have Olympics on the moon, will they have to come up with a new set of world records? Because it will be moon records and Earth records, and you could jump higher on the moon.
No, it's technically still a world record because the moon is like another world, right?
No, it'll be World 2 records.
World 2 record?
You had World Records, which is Earth, and then World 2, which is the Moon. So you're going to have to come up with a whole new bunch of World Records for the Moon. Who can jump highest on the Moon?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you thought this through, because I'm pretty sure nobody else has.
I want to be prepared.
Outro! That's it for Snitch and Linz.
Yeah, this that's week. Our outro.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
We sure did. We enjoyed the crap out of it.
Some of us enjoyed it more than others, I guess.
What have you got on your desk over there? You got a Passiona over there?
Yeah, I love the Passiona. Don't you love the Passiona?
Yeah, I do. Thanks for getting me one, by the way.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome, Michael.
Yeah. You didn't get me one.
No, I didn't.
I was being sarcastic.
The people don't know this.
That was sarcastic, snitch.
This is an insider joke that only you and me understand.
Well, I sent Lindsay up to go get a Coke.
Yeah.
Comes back down with a Passiona. Didn't get me one.
Well, you know.
What kind of a relationship is this?
Huh? It's one that's on dire straits. That's what.
Think for yourself.
Thanks. Thanks. It's been a great podcast. Oh, I'm out of here, guys.
It's not enough. We'll be back next week.
Spread the Passiona around, guys. Don't forget about that.
I'm having a sip of that. Yeah. I'm sick. I'm going to make you sick.
Over my dead body.
Better believe it.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
Michael can't drink soft drink whilst he's on the show or before the show because he always burps. Like, you're burping now.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
I can't handle it, like, man. I can't handle the fizziness.
But people who, like, they don't see the recording behind the scenes.
No.
But Snitch actually, when he's about to burp, he puts his hand on his chest like he's, like, playing the allegiance, giving allegiance to America or something. Pledge of Allegiance, thank you.
Yeah.
And you're doing it over segments. You're talking like, we're talking about Greece. You look at you like, hey, Snitch. Yeah, it's really funny. Greek islands. I'm just like, man, just burp or something,
it's like,
man.
I'm about to have an alien burst out of my chest. That's what it feels like. I can't handle it. It's too busy.
The soft drink's too much for you. You got to stick with water or maybe orange juice. You just got to have something real.
Can't do orange juice.
Why not?
Gives me heartburn.
Oh, well, what's one liquid you can drink?
Water.
Milk? Can you drink milk?
Don't like milk.
Oh,
it does taste weird.
You're so fussy. You're so fussy.
You know what I'll drink?
What?
LNP.
LNP?
Yeah.
No, don't drink that stuff.
LNP's great.
That's from New Zealand, man.
Lemon Pyroa. Hey. I got relatives in New Zealand, my friend.
And that's what I have to say about that.